gather round people, I'll tell you a story, an 8-year long story of power and pride. His door, Vincent was lean and spoke very little. He had no bank balance, hard dirt was his floor. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. The Rinji were working for nothing but rations, but once they had gathered the wealth of the land, daily the pressure got tighter and tighter. The rich talking back at the homestead and then in the town. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. A vesting man said, I'll double your wages, 18 quid a week you'll have in your hand. Vincent said, we're not talking about wages, we're sitting right here till we get our land. Vesting man. Then Vincent Lingyari boarded an airplane, landed in Sydney, big city of lights. And daily he went round softly speaking his story to all kinds of men from all walks of life. And Vincent sat down with big politicians. This affair, they told him, it's a matter of state. Let us sort it out while your people are hungry. Vincent said no. Vincent Lingyari returned in an airplane back to his country once more to sit down. And he told his people, let the stars keep on turning. We have friends in the south, in the cities and towns. Eight years went by, eight long years of waiting, till one day a tall stranger appeared in the land. And he came with lawyers, and he came with great ceremony, and through Vincent's fingers poured a handful of sand. From little things. Well, that was the story of Vincent Lingyari, but this is the story of something much more. How power and privilege can unmove a people who know where they stand. They stand in the law. From little things, big things grow. 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 From little things, big things.